Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, there it is. A single solitary flare in the sky, signaling at least a partial return to normalcy. That is to say, with a weekend kickoff, as we all get ready to bang the drum. Let's join in with Todd Rundgren. Everybody, here we go. I don't need them. I don't want to work. I want to bang on a drum all day. That's it. I just want to bang on a drum all day. Let's have another verse. I don't want to work. I want to bang on a drum all day. I don't want to play. I just want to bang on a drum all day.
There we go. It is nice to have that little return to some semblance of normal behavior. As we do here on the 5 o'clock Follies, it is the all skate, meaning, of course, that this is Friday. Whatever you want to talk about is fair game for today. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. In on the text line, Bobby, can you give me the address for your poll again? I want to have my wife vote for me. Thanks. It is just go to our website, 1063word.com. All right, and you'll find it there. To the phones we go. Leadoff batter here on the TGIF edition, Robert, who is in Clinton. Hello, Robert, and welcome to the program.
Howdy, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to say something about the dual system of justice in America from a conservative standpoint. And that is, as Tara mentioned this morning, we're letting these looters do what they want. And it's in a northern liberal city, so I say they created it, let them have it.
Yeah.
And maybe there'll be a lot of voters turn red. But yet, we arrest a dad for playing baseball with his daughter in an empty park. And I think that is where America has finally went, okay, now, we've had enough.
Yeah, over the edge of the cliff.
But, you know, I don't like the fact that Asheville is a sanctuary city. Would we like to lead some people up there and maybe get the hippies, all those trustafarians from the Northeast that have moved and infested there, get them upset and they'll burn Asheville down? Or actually, I have a better idea. I think we should put an economic bomb to Asheville. Apparently, their service industry people and their bars and their restaurants are already saying that how selfish and privileged and entitled we are to expect them with their college degree that they don't, that they can't use or have no use for them to how dare us, how dare you, how dare me, expect them to pour us a beer. So I'm saying, fine, Asheville, we don't need to go there. Let's not spend a dime in Ash Vegas, and maybe the hippies will go home.
Well, at the very least,
really hungry.
At the very least, we would leave them to their own devices, which is pretty much what I do. I have no interest in going up there, other than the fact that the surrounding topography is beautiful. I love the mountains, you know. But look, they have turned. Mm-hmm. They have. There's no question. They have turned Asheville into Palo Alto East, you know. And if so, if they want to live in a world of virtue signaling and social messaging and all the rest of that, fine. You know, that's their right. Let them go ahead and do it, and I will continue to ignore them.
Exactly. Oh, one thing. I got something in the mail yesterday. I know this will interest you. Full-color, double-sided handout from our family sheriff, Ricky Chastain.
Oh, boy.
Down here in Lawrence County. And it tells on there all the things that Don Reynolds is doing, he's going to do. Except for one thing, he's going to start a GED program in the county jail, because what we know, if people get a GED, they won't go back to jail.
That's as crazy as that woman who's now a Fox News contributor, who, when she was the State Department spokesperson, said that the only reason that ISIS was killing babies and burning people alive was because they didn't have jobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't realize the problem was that easily solved. Of course, Donald Trump managed to find a solution for ISIS, didn't he?
Yeah, it's called a Hellfire missile.
Yes, indeedy. It is de-incentivizing their aggressiveness.
Well, in conclusion, that's a real nice brochure that your supporters gave you, Mr. Chastain. But the drug dealers are not going to pick the next sheriff of Lawrence County.
He ain't going back. Did Ricky have a picture on there of him driving his paramour to Charlotte for an abortion?
No, he just had a picture of him in a uniform after he'd had the Botox. And, he is a fine-looking sack of man, brother.
There you go.
He needs to, in fact, you know, he should... in case we ever, I'm going to get in trouble for this. Hopefully not. But if we ever decide giving his thing with the ladies, if he ever decided to open up something like the Cheyenne Social Club, I watched that with Jimmy Stewart and Henry Fonda last night.
Yeah.
He would be the perfect entrepreneur of that.
Yeah, that's
that's
one of the things I admire about America, Robert, is our entrepreneurial spirit.
Sir.
Yeah. Well, you have a great weekend, Robert. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. You bet. Oh, yeah. Texter says Marie Harf. Yeah. That's the Fox News commentator who said that ISIS was just acting out because they didn't have jobs when she was a spokeswoman at the State Department. You know what her job was before that? You know where she worked before she went to state? CIA. Yeah. Yeah, she was over at Langley. So when I mentioned my friend Brandon, who just retired in the last couple of years as a case officer after, I don't know, 8 years or so in the sandbox in the Middle East, and I asked him, you know, why he left, and his very succinct answer was, too many Priuses in the parking lot with Hillary stickers. There you go. Well, when you got Brennan running the place, of course you got Marie Harfs all over there. Quarter after 5 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. We go to the phones. When I come right back, it is, after all, the Friday free-for-all. You're on WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. It's 5:21 here on the Bobby Mack Show. It is the 5 o'clock follies during the Friday free-for-all. It's amazing how the left instantaneously takes an issue and turns it on its head. Biden and all the rest of them now putting out all kinds of tweets and saying that President Trump is encouraging state-sponsored violence against blacks. No, he's not. If you read his tweet, what he's saying is very plainly that the police should take all measures to protect the lives and property of private citizens, including using deadly force if they are facing deadly force themselves. That's a lot different than making it sound like President Trump is encouraging the charge of the Light Brigade on unarmed civilians. There is a world of difference, but of course the left doesn't want you to know that. In on the text line, Bobby, a gentleman and I sitting at the red light on Wade Hampton Boulevard. We were both listening to the Friday weekend kickoff song with the biggest smiles on our faces. Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, I did not miss Bang the Drum because I'm working on weekends. Hey, I get that. I did it for a long time myself. Bobby, please don't confuse Asheville with Hendersonville. Two separate towns. We are glad to have you here in Hooterville. Thanks from Jeremy. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate that. To the phones we go. Jimmy is along. He is in Easley. He is the governor of Easley, South Carolina. Hello, Governor Jimmy. How are you this Friday?
Oh, old as usual.
I know the feeling.
Hey, does this rain make your bones hurt? Because me, you the same way.
I am so waterlogged at this point, I can't tell.
I mean, it seems like when humidity gets high, my arthritis gives me a fit.
Yeah,
anyway, that was what I... You know, have you watched that Fox News today?
Off and on.
It was on my telephone.
Yeah.
Did you see what that black girl said? And she got away with it. She's standing in a crowd saying, "We're going to burn the towns down all over the United States because we deserve it for what y'all do to us." I'm thinking, lady, I ain't never done a dang thing to you. Not my whole lifetime.
Yeah. Look, you know, a lot of these people are thoroughly indoctrinated by the left that America, you know, is a terrible place. We committed the original sin of slavery, although nobody's been alive in decades that was ever subjected to slavery. But, you know, this is the talking point to the left, and they're good at getting out there and indoctrinating, especially young people who don't know any better, with this tripe.
This would be the same thing as hollering fire in the theater. She's inciting a riot.
Yeah.
That's what she's doing. And yet, nobody's doing nothing. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I don't care if a man's black or white, red or green, a woman, whatever. If you kill him, you should pay. That ain't got nothing to do with it. But you don't burn my house down. You don't burn our stores down. You don't burn the town down. And I don't think it's the good African-American people. I think that is a small little section that we cotton to, and they burn towns down, and they do all this kind of stuff, and they stand behind this thing and says, I'm black. Well, best God, I'm an Indian, and I don't do it. And them white people burned us out a long time ago.
Well,
but I didn't care a grudge for 50 years.
Yeah, the media encourages this stuff, too. I did the story earlier. NBC News is not referring to rioting as to what happened in Minneapolis. They said they were demonstrators. They didn't refer to them as rioters. They referred to them as protesters. Look, you know, you have a constitutional right to protest if you don't like a policy or an event. You don't have a right to burn down businesses and threaten the lives of your neighbors. I saw a video, I mentioned this a little while ago, a black guy in that neighborhood. He had his life savings invested in a sports bar, and he's standing there on video, and they're looting the place behind him, and he's got tears running down his face, and he's saying, you know, I worked so hard for this, and now it's destroyed.
Why don't they arrest him? I mean, seriously,
didn't you see the video? Didn't you see the video of the police cars racing away from the third precinct?
Yeah, but where were they going? I mean,
they were escaping from the protesters, as NBC News would call them. I never thought I would see the day when protesters run off the police and burn down the police station. What is wrong with that mayor? What is wrong with that governor? What is wrong with that police chief?
I'm not secluding violence. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying, it's about time we get a dadgum backbone. Hey, I don't care if you don't care what color you are. You got to commit. These people are burning and stealing stuff. It's not. It's plain out of stealing. That's what it is.
Well, sure
it's
it is.
Stealing.
Yeah, yeah. This is part of the agenda of the left, and they're gonna ride this horse until it collapses underneath them. I got to run, Jimmy, but I thank you for the call. 527, Larry, I believe, is next up. Is that right, Miss Moneypenny? Larry in Greenville. Hi, Larry, and welcome to the Friday Free-for-All.
Hey, Bob, how are you today?
So far, so good.
Yeah, you mentioned Marie Harf a minute ago, and I had to run grab an antacid tablet real quickly.
Yeah, yeah, woman genius, right.
Anytime she comes on Fox News, I just automatically go to mute. Anyway,
boy, that Georgetown University Foreign Service School really did her a world of good.
Yeah, it's obvious every time you see her on TV. Anyway, yeah. Getting to the point, I'm going to try to take obviously what's going on in Minneapolis is a tragedy in any description.
Yes.
But there's something that probably, I'm going to take a little different cut at this.
Okay.
That I'm sure will never be reported in the national press or the local press up there. The honorable mayor, who you alluded to a moment ago, that gentleman was elected on the 8th of November in 2017. I'm sure he probably went in office the first of the year. So he has been in office 2 years plus. The sitting chief of police took over that position the 21st of July in 2017. So he's soon coming up on 3 years in that chair.
Right.
So the question that I would ask of both of them, you have been in place long enough to make the changes that you have been talking about when you took your respective positions. I see it laying square on their shoulders. When are you going to make a move and do something that you promised to do when you were put in your respective positions? And nobody seems to want to take responsibility for that, and it's not even being talked about. It's not like they just showed up yesterday.
Well, but hold everything, Larry, because the mayor this afternoon announced, and in fact was out, handing out masks to members of the crowd so that none of them would be infected with COVID-19.
And that is probably the most qualifications he's got for a job versus running the city.
Yeah, amen.
It's pathetic.
It's tragic
in its scope, obviously, but then you've got these two people and all they're doing, and I'll tell you, that police chief is so politically correct, he probably wears dance shoes the way he tapped around his press conference.
yeah, no question about it. And sadly, this is what they've asked for, and this is what they're... As Barack Obama's minister for more than 20 years was famous for saying, the chickens are coming home to roost.
Indeed.
I don't think they'll like it. Thanks for the call, Larry. I appreciate it.
Have a good weekend. Yes, sir.
You too, sir. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. When I'm back on the other side, today's edition of Amazing True Facts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I didn't know if you were going to use them both, Money Penny, so I was waiting to see. Welcome a little... There we go. Heart. Crazy. We're talking crazy on you. There you go. 5:37, 23 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show, the Friday free-for-all in on my text line. And apologies, I'm way behind there as usual. Bobby, you know the purpose of all the burning is nothing but an opportunity to loot. Sure it is. Bobby, Friday free-for-all question. How do I donate to President Trump without giving to the RNC? Very simple. Just go directly to the Trump campaign itself, Trump 2020. Bobby Mack, Friday Night Riots, Minneapolis edition on CNN. You see, CNN got a news crew arrested last night? Yeah. Apparently, the police officers felt like the news crew was interfering with what they were trying to do, put them in cuffs, and took them down to the cop shop. Released them and say, oh, wait, we didn't realize they were accredited journalists. Yeah, right. Bobby, the protesters are showing why police need to use force. They also seem to use anything as an excuse for looting. Hey, Bobby, so who arrested the dirty cop when they all bailed out last night? I just can't imagine. So who is protecting that city? Disgusting. Here we go. Time for the final edition this week, the Friday free-for-all edition of ATF. And without further ado, Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you, Gary. And as always, joined for ATF by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny in the studio.
Yo.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Hey, good people.
Well, a lot of people have been locked up for a while.
Yep.
It's showing.
Uh-oh.
Some people were posting signs around the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, inviting people for a huge orgy.
Ew.
to celebrate.
You're more than a mask for that.
You are, yeah. Once the pandemic is over, the couple, the woman in this couple, by the way, is a sex therapist, which I guess will be helpful. So they put this thing out on Twitter as a joke, and it's kind of gone viral and taken off. So now they say they're actually gonna stage it.
Wow.
Meantime, going international, Japan has banned screaming on roller coasters.
Wait,
what?
What?
Why?
Well, you see, if you're screaming on roller coasters, you could be spreading the Wuhan flu.
Ah.
Yeah. So what? Amusement parks are reopening over there. No screaming on the roller coaster.
The air passing your face by at 30 and 50 miles an hour. Hear
yeah.
that?
Ay, ay, ay. Because of the rush of post-quarantine divorces, China has passed a new law requiring couples who want to split to have a one-month cooling-off period before it's processed.
Oh, that might be wise.
But people who are anxious for the divorces are not happy. I had enough of this person.
Still don't like them.
Get out of this thing. Champagne sales projected to be down by one-third this year. That's nearly 100 million fewer bottles sold than last year.
Is it because of no brunch?
I don't know what the rationale behind it is, but a spokesman for the champagne manufacturer says people just don't want to celebrate.
I say it's no brunch.
A zoo in Russia that's been closed for 2 months has seen a huge animal baby boom. Yeah, they got...
what else is there to do?
Lots of action at the zoo. Cyprus is trying to get tourists to come visit this summer. Boy, here's an offer you can't refuse. They're promising if you catch coronavirus as a visitor to Cyprus, they'll cover the cost.
Wow.
Who can resist that kind of offer? Annie will appreciate this.
Uh-oh.
A guy in Ireland who claims to communicate with leprechauns says they are doing just fine during the lockdown. Here's his explanation.
Leprechauns are spirits. I visit them under the mountain each day to check them out. I've been up there every day. I haven't broken the restrictions. I communicate them through an out-of-body experience. I don't want to go deeply into that, but it's an out-of-body experience. Everyone knows what I mean, and I can transfer my spirit up there.
Does your wife believe in leprechauns?
No.
No.
Shurin Bagora. He's not only out of his body, I think he's out of his mind.
Have another Guinness, bud.
There you go. Hard to go wrong there. Well, we've talked about the oops moments, people being shown in embarrassing situations on Zoom. Here's the latest. Mom in Florida shared how she accidentally flashed her daughter's first grade class on Zoom. She didn't know the girl was in the master bedroom on a laptop when she came out of the shower. She doesn't seem real disturbed about it, though.
In the shower, and then I got out of the shower and I walked across my bedroom to get my clothes, and all of a sudden I heard my 7-year-old from my bed go, "Hang on, Bella." And then Bella goes, "I think we need to hang up. We might all be in trouble." And I looked, and my 7-year-old was zooming her friends from my bed, and they saw me naked. I don't know why she was in my bed, but what do I do? Do I, like, write an apology note to all the parents?
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
What would you say? Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry for being naked. Those poor children's eyes.
Yeah. Please excuse the fact that I was buck naked on my 7-year-old Zoom video.
In my own room.
Guy in Colorado beat COVID-19. He had several days in a coma. Now he is in a new battle with his insurance company. They denied his claim and sent him a bill for $139,254.
Dude.
Here he is.
My heart started pounding. I was shaking when I opened up that envelope. We're $52,988, $16,652, $14,137. Patient's responsibility, $139,254.16. Wow. Was it worth it? Am I worth more dead than alive? Tears started coming down my eyes and frustration started coming out. And you start questioning, why, God, why?
He says the insurance company has now finally agreed to review his case. Mm-hmm. Now, this is pretty weird. Change a couple of things around and you have a creepy version of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. It's kind of like the Beatles meet John Carpenter or Wes Craven. Here it is.
All right.
Look at all the lonely people. Look at all the lonely people. Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for, all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong?
Yeah, that is that is creepy.
Did they change it to a minor key?
They changed all the notes to E and F.
Yeah, completely dissonant. And my ears are bleeding.
Yeah. If you think that's bad... you ladies remember back on Flashback Friday, we made our own creepy-sounding mashup to Eleanor Rigby? This was Friday the 13th of 2017, for those of you who missed that show. We took the Friday the 13th theme music, used parts of Come Together, Helter Skelter, and Eleanor Rigby to get this. Was pretty weird. That was our Flashback Friday mashup from Friday the 13th back in 2017. Finally today on ATF, a guy in Oklahoma got arrested last year for drugs. He was just sentenced to probation, and he won't go to jail. Probably a good thing. He's in the news because his name is Ben Dover.
Oh, no.
Kind of
Take
reminds
your
us,
pants off.
I don't even know your name.
Ben Dover.
Ben, nice to meet you. Victor Hugo.
Yeah, a little Chevy Chase there from Fletch Twist.
And his friend, Pat McCrotch.
His Irish friend. Yeah, it's 5:48, dozen before 6. There's ATF for today. Take a quick break here and then be right back. And we continue with the closing minutes of the 5 o'clock Follies here on the Bobby Mac Show on the Friday free-for-all.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, that's what we're doing here on Friday, just taking care of a little biz between now and 7. 5:53, 7 before 6 here in the Bobby Mac Show, in on my text line. Bobby, I love how the 7-year-old's friend, when the mom walked out naked, said, I think we need to log out. We might be in trouble here. Bobby, have you learned why they threw Mr. Floyd on the ground after a peaceful cuffing? No, but the Hennepin County prosecutor, in his statement today announcing that this officer was going to face charges of third-degree murder and manslaughter, said that they also reviewed the officer's body cams. So that certainly will give us whatever the precursor is, whatever led up to what we saw in the widely circulated video of this officer with his knee on the man's neck. To the phones we go. Toby is next up. He is in Clinton. Hi, Toby, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Big Mac, how's it going today?
So far, so good.
I'm going to ask a question that you probably have been asked and answered because it doesn't make any sense. I've done try to find some research on it, and I don't really get too much information about why does the government pay hospitals for people dying from the coronavirus?
Yeah, that's a good question. I have never seen a full and complete explanation. I am left to assume that back in the early days of this, when they passed the first and second of these so-called stimulus bills, and the thinking was from the bogus computer modeling that they were using as their rationale for everything going on, that 2.2 million Americans were going to die from this, that the hospitals would be overwhelmed with patients. And as a result, it was going to be more expense than they could bear. And so the federal government would need to bail them out to cover the cost of all the additional COVID-19 stricken patients who would be coming there. And, of course, didn't work out that way.
So their reasoning was it was going to be so overwhelming the hospitals couldn't, you know, their budget couldn't afford it. So they said, well, we'll reimburse you for all the, you know, if somebody dies from it because of the expenses and stuff like that,
right,
I guess.
Right. And the number that we keep hearing is $19,000 per case.
Mm. Well, I also got one little bone to pick with you today.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
I took the Taylor's Town Celebrity Tour, and they went by Stately McLean Manor.
Right.
And I said nobody deserves a 3-mile driveway to get to their home.
Well, you know, it's amazing how that happened, Toby, and you should draw no connection between the fact that my state representative in Columbia and I are really tight.
And plus, when we finally got the edge of your driveway in the gift shop that you have there was out of the autograph of Bob McLean bobbleheads.
Oh, man.
And when are they going to get some more in stock?
You know, I've gotten on about that, Toby, and I extend a personal apology to you. We had meant some time ago to reorder the bobbleheads, but, you know, with the delay in the supply chain caused by COVID-19, it has caused an unintended interruption in our supply. So I apologize.
You're not getting it from China, are you?
No comment. Thanks for the call, Toby. Good to have you here. Have a good weekend. Annie's next in the news center. I'm back with the last one for this week. The final bonus hour and the 5 o'clock follies is on the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.